Following is conversation 9-6.
Governor Rockefeller.
Oh,
you are.
Mr. President.
Nelson, I wanted you to know that at the legislative leaders meeting this morning, at its conclusion, and it's been on the wire, I don't know whether you may have seen it, but I there were 19 the Republicans there for the weak leadership, and I said, now look, I call, I want you two fellows to know, I said, I usually should not stick my nose in another butt. Other problems, and I got enough. But I says, I know how it is when you have to handle a hard one, to have to handle it, and then have people who should support you wait until they see what the opinion makers and the polls and so forth. And I said, I just want you to know that I have told Governor Rockefeller yesterday that I supported him, and that was that. All 19 agreed with me, and Scott went out and told the press that all 19 solidly supported the governor. And I thought you should know, too, that as I came down in the elevator today, I always take my little private polls, I'm sure you do. One of the Negro fellows has been there for many years. I played a very deadpan. I said, gee, wasn't that a terrible thing that happened in New York? You know, very deadpan sort of. He said, well, you know, Mr. President, I don't think Governor Rockefeller had any other choice.
Well, that is
so. You did the right thing, and don't let him get you down, huh?
Oh, listen,
I think you've got great support on this. I really do. I sense it.
No concern. Yeah. I'm grateful, and thank God that we didn't lose any more people.
Right. Well, you handle it well. Your people handle it well. But I want you to know that down here, I'm gonna get a few people with some backbone to stand up on this thing, because
I think it's coming. We got a little problem of identification as to how the people were killed. Now it looks as though there's some question as to some of them weren't shot by the troopers.
Oh.
Well, you know, this is one of those things. You can't have sharpshooters picking off the prisoners when the hostages are there with them at a distance with tear gas without maybe having a few accidents.
Oh, sure. You mean...
In that case, it might be that some of them were shot by the guards, but that's life. They saved a lot of them. I didn't think we'd get any of them.
Well, you saved a lot of the guards.
32 of them got out.
That's what I mean.
So
that was worth it.
Oh, I think... No question.
Listen, I tell you...
I know that there's a reaction in our congressional delegation, so I thought probably that had gotten down there.
Well, now, Javits spoke up, you know.
Oh, he was great, and so was Buckley.
And Javits spoke up, Buckley did, and incidentally, Conable, who the congressman in that area was going up.
Excellent.
And he nodded, and he says, I backed the governor all the way, so...
He made an excellent
statement. But sure they're going to nitpick this thing, and they'll say, well, you could have saved this or that. The point is, what the hell would they have done? What would they have done? You had to do it, and that's one of those things.
Oh, no, I think we were...
It's like when we had to make these arrests, mass arrests, when these clowns came to Washington. So there were some people that were innocent that claimed they were arrested. That's just too damn bad, but we had to keep the government running.
Oh, I was...
In the country.
Henry called me, and I said, well, Henry, we've had our... what was it? You went into Cambodia.
Right.
This is our Cambodia up here.
Yeah, Henry's... Yeah. Henry called you today?
Yeah, it was
good
today.
Good.
And,
well, you just stand firm there and don't give an inch.
Don't worry.
Because I think in the country, you see, the example you set may step in the backs of a few other governors that may have the problem, but also it in the country too. I think that it may discourage this kind of a riot occurring someplace else.
Well, I think so. And believe me, what we're going to do to make preparations for the future is, you know,
right.
Really moving on that.
Incidentally, what about the New York? The Daily News, I think, would certainly support you on this.
They all have. How
about the Times?
The Daily News, the Times, and the Post, even, have been good.
Well, good. Even the Times?
Oh, yes.
Well,
I think this was pretty damn serious up here, and
right.
These people,
right.
They had their own man there, Tom Wicker.
I know.
And they couldn't find a solution.
Right.
And so...
Well, you let the Ehrlichman know if there's anything more that needs to be said or done or anything from this end, if there is. And generally, we should stay out, but you know what I mean. We're with you.
You're wonderful. I appreciate it
okay.
Very much.
Okay.
Thanks
Bye.
A thousand.
This concludes conversation 9-6.